This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Byron Buxton came off the injured list last night. He had a solo homer at Yankee Stadium, but it was not enough. The Bombers beat the Twins 6-2. New York's Will Warren was too much on the hill, according to Minnesota manager Rocco Baldelli.
Normally, you're going to say, hey, this guy made mistakes. We missed them. We weren't ready, you know, or we didn't execute our plan. No, I really can't say he made a bunch of mistakes. Maybe only a couple the entire game. And was on the edges for basically the entire game. I think he pitched good.
Twins starter Zebby Matthews allowed 3 solo shots. He took the loss. The same 2 teams play tonight. The Vikings are off today from training camp, and it'll get busy tomorrow. The Patriots come to town for 2 days of joint practices, then a preseason game on Saturday at noon at U.S. Bank Stadium. Minnesota tight end T.J. Hockenson.
I think everybody out here is excited for it, and they're coming into town, and it's going to be a fun atmosphere, and we'll obviously have our fans out here too.
The Golden Gophers, though, can give you a football fix today. They have an open practice for fans at Huntington Bank Stadium. It's over the midday hours. It might be the final chance for fans to see the maroon and gold prior to their season opener on August 28th at home against Buffalo. Sophomore safety Kerry Brown says the defense is looking good, even though it has to replace 2 starting cornerbacks from last year.
We have a lot of new cornerbacks. You know, Zaycon Quant, he's been a real big step up for us. You know, him being able to lead that corner room as well, and we got a new young Naheem Pierce, you know, being able to, you know, make new plays, you know, every single day.
Brown and fellow sophomore Coy Parrish will make up one of the better safety duos in the nation after they each had stellar freshman campaigns last year.
I think it's way easier now because now we know what we're doing, you know, we all learn, you know, the techniques of the defense and we'll be able to play.
Meanwhile, Parrish was named to yet another preseason watch list yesterday, this time the Bednarik Award list. This is MNN Sports.